Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You heard Eamon mention the protests outside the Integration Minister, Roderick O'Gorman's home last night. And the footage is there. It's online. I'm sure many of you have seen it at this stage. You can see protesters, people outside the house, and they've erected banners. There's quite a number of banners, and I'm looking at some of them here on social media today. One reads, South Dublin says no, close the borders. The other, profiting from the plantation. And there's quite a number of these posters and banners outside Roderick O'Gorman's house. There's a number of people, men, masked men, just outside on the street as well, across from the home. And at one point, they can be seen kind of appearing to nearly stop a car from turning onto the street. And Nessa Hurricane, who's a fellow Green Party TD, is with us here on the line today, because this happened outside the home of your colleague, Nessa, last night. What was your reaction when you heard about this?
I was writing for him, honestly. You know, I spent the last week talking about intimidation on public transport for bus drivers and Lewis drivers. But like, everybody has the right to be free from intimidation because of your job, whether you're a politician or a nurse or a bus driver. And like, this is his private home. So if nothing else, like, you know, when you're describing the posters and maybe people haven't got it in front of them, like, this is his house. Like, it's on his gates. And it's not, they're not like holding them in front of the house. They've gone up to his gates and put them on. So, like, I really cannot understand how nothing was done. If nothing else, it's trespass to go up to somebody's private home and start erecting posters. If somebody did it to you or anybody else listening, you'd be like, how dare you? You're not allowed to come into my house.
I wouldn't be a bit happy about it. Wouldn't be one bit happy.
So what we saw from the video is that, you know, the Gardaí are sitting there watching them do it. It's not people who are protesting necessarily. They're masked men gathering outside to intimidate. And we all have the right to protest. But actually, the legislation in this country specifically states that you cannot harass somebody. You don't have the right to take away their peace and their privacy. So it doesn't fit under protest, and it is just intimidation. And I just don't think that any of us want to see an Ireland where you can hang around roads. Masked men can hang around in groups trying to get their way in a completely undemocratic way.
The video, certainly the number of videos that I have been looking at online, I'd say there's really just two different versions of the one video. Fair to say that nearly all of the people in the video I've seen, Nessa, are wearing basically balaclavas. Their faces are masked.
Yeah. I mean, there's two points to it. One is they seem to understand that the Gardaí are now operating on a kind of a do not interfere basis, and they know that they won't be picked up. So if they keep the masks up, they can't be identified for a later time. So actually, it's very hard to know, is it the same people each time if they're masked? So you can't kind of build up a file on someone saying, well, this is somebody who does this regularly or is a repeat offender. So there's that side of it. And then the second part of it is obviously, like, this is about intimidation. This is about being aggressive and harassing somebody. And that is also what the mask is for. And on both counts, I don't see why we're letting people away with this.
Just to go on further, and you mentioned that it's nearly at it's in a kind of a residential, or it's clearly a built up area. There's no constituency office here at Roderick O'Gorman's home. This is his private house.
I have to imagine that, you know, for the neighbours, it's very difficult. And like,
well,
are we going to get to a stage where people don't want, like, I live in a terrace house. I live cheek by jowl with all my neighbours, and it's a little terrace house. So like, I can only imagine that, like, if people are outside my house, that has a huge effect on the neighbours. Is it going to get to a situation where people don't want to live near a politician because what that brings
with
it?
Well, it did cross my mind, were there children playing, you know, around the street. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe some of the residents will get in touch with us. It's 087 1400 106. We made contact with Roderick O'Gorman today to ask him if he'd like to come on the show. You work with him closely, Nessa. Have you been talking to him since last night? How is he?
I haven't kind of gone back and forth with him this morning. I think, you know, I've talked to him about it before, and just to say, there's a number of public representatives who are just under significant pressure, and I'll often hear from people you wouldn't necessarily think are under significant pressure going, I just don't know why I'm doing this job anymore. I'm not sure that it's worth it. And what will happen is you'll have the good people leaving, who, whether you agree with them or not, are doing their best and are doing it from a place where they are really committed to public service and are very serious about that and want to see communities get better and stronger. And you will be left with people who are incredibly thick-skinned, who are well up for aggressive behaviour and can't be intimidated. And actually, I'm not sure that those are necessarily the type of people who you want in public service. Like, we want to keep a close relationship between politicians and the people that they represent. And I actually love the fact that you have to knock on a door and ask for a vote. And if somebody's not happy, they can tell you. But also, you have brilliant chats with people and you really get to the heart of stuff. And is that going to have to change? Because on one hand, we're being told, you know, the Ciarán Cóirle has been working with the guards here to kind of work with politicians so that you have that extra support. But then on the other hand, you see something like that happen and the guards then don't step in.
Well, just on that, there were two squad cars, two Garda cars parked just, you know, basically right outside or to the left of Roderick O'Gorman's house last night. What could or should they have done, Nessa? Can they even do anything?
Well, I would be making I would have the position that they could have done something, because if I was thinking about this, you know, if a constituent came to me and said, some lads on my road have come and started hanging posters on my gates, on my private property, and they're standing outside my house trying to intimidate me in masks, I would be straight, on behalf of that constituent, I would pick up the phone and I would be on to the local station going, what are you doing here? What's happening? This isn't right. You can't intimidate or harass people for any reason, actually, but you certainly can't hang around somebody's private residence trying to intimidate them. And you can't go up and hang posters on somebody's private property. That's trespass. So I don't see why the rules would be different from a politician. Every single person who goes to work in the morning is entitled to a bit of dignity and privacy and peace, and entitled to be free from harassment.
Gary Gannon is a Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, Nessa. He's with us too on the line today. Gary, should or could the guards have stepped in here yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. Our very minimum, Section 8 of the Public Order Act, gives the guard a licence to, if a person's behaving in a manner which could be construed as being threatening either to a person or to a property, the guards have a right to tell that person to move on. If they don't move on, they can face up to 6 months imprisonment or €500 fine. And I can't for the life of me understand how guards not coming out telling those, and I'm loath to call them protesters, so they're not. They're intimidating. I've been to many a protest. I've never seen too many people wearing balaclavas while I'm there. The guards have absolutely within their power to go out and tell somebody to move on. If they don't move on, they can be arrested and face the punishments of the fine or imprisonment. We've had a softly approach to these people for too long. We've seen politicians being harassed outside the Dáil. We've seen Martin Kenny having his car burned down. We've seen any number of kind of public meetings being interrupted. This is not the first time. We've seen politicians' homes come under, and I am just going to say, come under attack. You walk up to a political person's home, you place placards and all sorts of misinformation there. It's threatening. It's borderline violent. And we know how this is going to escalate. We've seen what happened in the UK, where politicians have literally been murdered in their constituency offices as you go down the street. I can't for the life of me understand why we are not dealing with this in the seriousness that it deserves. Like, I have disagreements with Roderick on various different issues of policy, and that's fine. But the idea that people can just go up and intimidate him outside his home, that is absolutely shocking, and it's escalating.
I see the guards released a statement about this, all right. They say they were notified shortly after 8 o'clock last night following reports of a public gathering involving a small group of individuals outside a private residence in the Blanchardstown area. A Garda presence was maintained at the scene until the group dispersed a short time later. No arrests were made. Is that satisfactory?
No, not even close. A public gathering. There was an assembly of aggressive men who were wearing balaclavas, went up to intimidate a person in his home. It's not a public gathering. I mean, that language in and of itself is shocking. I mean, the Garda Commissioner, Helen McEntee, is Justice Minister. They really need to have a look at their approach here. Like, because, I mean, they cannot say they haven't been warned. A public gathering is a horrific use of language for what we all witnessed last night.
So, quite a number of people getting in touch with us here. Listeners wondering, can you get a guard to explain what is the law of such behaviour? We did actually ask the GRA on the show today. Another texter's wondering, the Gardaí's softly approach is going to get people hurt. The far right are anti-migrant. And yeah, it's a democratic group funded by English groups. They're going to start intimidating private citizens if they aren't stopped. Another listener makes the point, I'm listening to the discussion today about the protests at the minister's home. It's disgraceful. A private home should be off limits, but elsewhere allowed all protesting. And that is a democratic right. You see, that is the point, Nessa. And loads of people are getting in touch today that, you know, making the point that people do have the right to protest, peaceful protest.
But this isn't peaceful, and it's not protest because it's harassment. And we specifically in our legislation have already accounted for that. We specifically already recognise that protest is absolutely really important. And same as Gary, I've been to loads of protests. Actually, I can't think of any protest I've ever been to where people felt the need to hide their faces. So this isn't protest. This is intimidation and this is harassment. Every single politician working right now is well used to being protested. We're well used to people being in and around the Dáil, people going to particular departments, and going on protests ourselves. Like, we're all, you know, political animals. We're well able to do that. There's no problem with protest. I would defend the right to protest to my last breath, but I do not defend anybody's right to harass somebody else. And I really agree with Gary that I think that I don't want to be here or on this show or any other show in a few weeks or a few months when something has happened, something really serious where somebody has been attacked, and we're asking, why didn't somebody do something?
Okay,
why didn't anybody stand in?
Just on that, stay with us, Nessa and Gary, if you don't mind. I've Ronan Lupton with us. Ronan is a senior counsel, a barrister. Ronan, is this intimidation?
It is, Andrea, and it's appalling behaviour. I think Gary summarised it very well last week or two. These people are just gobshites. They're going around with masks on, wielding banners, close the borders. And let me tell you quite clearly, we close the borders in this country. Those individuals who are protesting outside Minister O'Gorman's house won't be getting their holidays to Magaluf. And if you brought the protest to their house, I can tell you they wouldn't like it themselves. I want to highlight Imelda May's poem. You don't get to be Irish or racist and Irish. You just don't. So the legal position was set out by Gary quite well there, I think. Sections 8 and 13 of the Public Order Offences Act allow the Gardaí to take steps. Is it intimidation and harassment? Absolutely. There's no two ways about it. Now, there is a greyness in the area in respect of the right to peaceful protest, which we will all defend. And I heard Nessa say that. I heard Gary say it too. Mm. We will all defend that. But at the same time, you can't have a situation where someone's rights to privacy, peaceful enjoyment of their dwelling, which is a constitutionally protected right, and just their peace of mind interfered with, and their neighbours interfered with because of these actions. And masked individuals as well. I mean, years ago, an act was passed in relation to the offences against the state, to do with subversive behaviour and the use of masks and so forth. So there are, in fact, laws on the statute books which give the power to the Gardaí to take steps. Now, I'm not saying the Offences Against the State Act is the correct act, but certainly the Public Order Act would empower them to move. Separately then, we've had much talk about the hate speech bill. The laws in relation to incitement to hatred and the 89 Act are well stale at this stage. Now, I don't agree that the hate speech bill is in a perfect position for it to move forward into the Dáil, but there certainly needs to be legislative intervention in respect of what can and can't and isn't correct in respect to protests and where you can and can't do it. It's very difficult to put or enforce in legislation no-fly zones or no-go zones around people's property, but common sense and decency should prevail here.
Well, shoot the guards. Like, there were two. I couldn't quite tell from the video how many guards were in the two cars or the two squad cars that were parked there last night, Ronan. But there were certainly two cars. You can guard the cars marked. You can see in the vehicle. So why didn't they intervene?
Well, the problem here is that the video clip may have been quite quick. It was very difficult to tell how quickly that was taken. It's a short enough clip on the internet. So maybe they did tell them to desist and move
on. Possibly, yeah, that's true.
Maybe they did. So the difficulty, of course, here now, and this is something I want to highlight, is this issue of citizen journalism. People ramming mobile phones into other people's faces and saying, tell me what you think about this and tell me what you think about that, and misrepresenting the facts. Now, I have no doubt that a protest took place the way it did. It was unacceptable, as were the slogans on the banners, and that's the situation. But we're in this dynamic where people are going out and saying things and making, lines of report out, which is inaccurate, and spinning yarns, which ultimately do nothing to progress democracy or the rule of law.
And
it's all predicated upon, I'm going to do this. You're a journalist, Andrea, and all your people in your organisations are journalists, and you're bona fide at that. But you have these people going around saying Ireland is full, and now I'm going to do an interview about that and put politicians and public representatives under pressure. And then it goes a step further. So I agree with Gary and Nessa in respect of how far does this have to go before someone gets hurt? And we're very close to that position now, and it's an appalling vista. So should the guards do more? The answer is yes. But it's difficult to assess from what that clip looks like as to whether or not they took steps. It looks to me like they were outnumbered.
If the GRA want to join us or get in touch, anybody from Garda headquarters, we'd be only delighted to chat to you here in the show today. It's 1800 453 106. Stay with us, Ronan and Gary and Nessa. Connor's on the line. Connor, what should be done after what happened outside Minister Roderick O'Gorman's home last night?
I think the points have been well made by Gary and the speaker that's just finished. The guards have powers to intervene in situations like this. And actually, as someone who's been involved in housing protests in the Palestine Solidarity Movement, I've been arrested myself under these public order acts. And there's three people at the minute that are going through the courts. So the public defence campaign for them, all for peaceful protests that don't target individuals, that are mostly on government departments or the Dáil, or aim to reach to people in general public. They're never intimidating, but we've all been arrested. There's been no grey area in any of our interactions.
Okay, so what happened last night, is that acceptable then? The balaclavas and protesters attached to somebody's private, to the gates of their home?
Absolutely not. And I was on a couple of months ago when there was a similar protest outside Paul Murphy's house. I think it's intimidating. I think it's violent. I think it's wrong. And like Gary said, we all know where this leads. We've seen in Britain the murders of several politicians. And I think that's unfortunately the road we're headed down here too. So that needs to be challenged. And the guards have got a role to play in that. They don't need additional powers.
But sure, it's been pointed out. Roland Lupton, senior counsel, has pointed it out, and Gary Gannon as well, regarding the acts and the legislation that is there that's in place. Take a listen to this voice note that's come in as well from Stephen about this.
What would happen if I decided to find the addresses of these politicians that are leading, or would be politicians that are leading these protests, and decided to pop along, put up a gallows, you know, plaster pictures of them all over the area? You know, this sort of thing is wrong and shouldn't happen. Protest at the Dáil.
Message here says, absolutely, the behaviour is bloody ridiculous. We're allowing this country to become a frightening place to live and to work. Masked people, it's outrageous. And at the minister's home, we have to clamp down. We've no policing in Ireland now. We're just pussyfooting around these people. I think they're running the country. That's one text. Another listener, politicians are public servants and they signed up to serve the people of this country. If they're consistently continuing to negatively affect the lives of the population of the people of Ireland by following the agenda of the EU, they must expect backlash. If they can't understand this, then they should resign immediately. Very simple, according to another listener. Just finally, Nessa, like, what happens now? I mean, has any communication been made with the Garda Commissioner, with the Gardaí about this? Has Roderick O'Gorman's office, do you know, been on to them?
I'm not privy to that, but I would say again that, you know, we are being told as politicians to make sure your security is good, to get in touch with Gardaí if there's any issues, and, you know, that there is support there. But that really rings hollow today, because when something did happen, when something did go down and it looked very threatening and very scary, nothing was done.
Like, I know that, you know, Roderick O'Gorman will have, Nessa, a ministerial protection driver, a guard with him in the car. But like, if that's to escalate, I suppose maybe there's two other cars there. But
I'm not sure you could expect, let's say, a driver, even if they were trained security. I mean, there's multiple masked men here. And we have seen from other so-called peaceful protests, but which weren't peaceful at all, that they're willing and able to use force and to be aggressive. So unless we're suggesting that every single minister would have a security detail at all times, even when they're in their private home, which would be a significant drain on
the
public
purse, private home,
which I wouldn't be in favour of, then what are the alternatives?
Yeah, it's the private home, I think, has really agitated a lot of our listeners here today. Still lots of you getting in touch. No, try and come back to this maybe a little bit later in the show. Nessa Hurricken, Green Party TD, Gary Gannon from the Social Democrats, Senior Counsel Ronan Lupton, Connor as well there. Thank you for getting in touch. It's 087 1400 106.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.